actual recording. Okay, are we actually recording?
Yes, we are recording. And we're on the right mic this time, this week.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That was my boo-boo last week.
Boo-boo.
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 My boo-boo.
La boo-boo.
I messed up because I was, you know, I don't know why, but I messed up.
I have a la boo-boo.
Welcome to Talking Comics
episode 86.
Yeah. Why a big sigh?
Because I'm tired and I want to get to sleep. Because it's like, what time? 5 o'clock?
It's almost 6 o'clock.
Oh.
Well, welcome. I haven't seen you in a week.
I haven't seen you in a week either. I'm so sad.
It was crazy with all the weather. And
I haven't seen you in 8 years.
It's not been 8 years. It was a week. It was a week. But that's okay. The weather's cleared, hopefully gone. My mother is on the mends, I think. So hopefully she'll be getting better. But we're here. Don't forget, Amped Comics.
Use code TCP10 to get 10% off. And Allegra Printing for all your printing needs.
There'll be a episode. Most likely, you and I are going to film an episode from Allegra Printing, Traverse City.
Is the print shop guy going to be there?
Probably. We'll try to get Chris on.
Chris, what's his name?
Yeah. We'll get Chris or Kate or somebody on.
Who's Kate?
His wife. As the owners of the print shop, get them on the episode. We'll do some recording while we're there, because we are less than a month away now from going there to get the Chronicles of Panel Pete printed. The comic is almost done. Like, it's done. Waiting on one cover to come in. That's being finished up the next couple days to add that to the cover gallery page and then to do the cover layouts for all the covers. We're going to end up with 6 covers. There'll be an A cover, B cover. Then there'll be the C cover, which will be a 1 in 10. No, I'm sorry. The C cover is going to be the sketch cover. Then there'll be the D cover, which will be the 1 in 10 Thor cover. And then the one by Krozov will be a D cover, which will be a 1 in 20. And then the Onicon cover, that'll be a 1 in 20 exclusive variant.
1 in 20, why not a 1 in 50?
I don't think I can. It might be a little bit more, but we'll see. I'll figure it out. But it's going to be exclusive to the Kickstarter and to subscribers of our Substack. And that'll be the only two ways to get that cover.
And in person.
If they're a subscriber to our Substack.
Wow.
Yeah. It's exclusive cover. Exclusive means exclusive. And it's going to be rare. So we're working on that. The time has come. Like, we have like a PDF, combined PDF of the comic right now. Went through a couple rounds of editing for correct, you know, spelling and punctuation. That pretty much is wrapped up. Gotten a couple clear passes on that. Yeah, so I mean, we literally could start selling the PDF today if we wanted to. And I've sent it to a few people. Haven't heard back yet. You know who you are.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not going to say drop any names. I'm not that guy. I'm not going to drop names. So, I started, finally broke down, got to the point, we needed a website. So, I finally broke down and started building a website, which will probably go live today. All our Printify merch is going to be on there. I'm probably going to put the digital copy up there. So,
how much is the digital copy?
$5.99. Annika says that's too expensive.
I pay like $2 maybe. Because you can't even like...
You can't hold it?
Onicon script, episode 86.
Bravo. So, I don't know. Onicon. We'll see. For now, it's $5.99. I can change it. Maybe we'll do a 50% off sale the first month. Ooh, I like
first
that.
First day.
We'll see. I don't know.
Where's
check
that,
your socials.
Where's that 1% off the pink and black cap?
So we could do that. We could do stuff like that. The website, I'm working on that. It's going to have a blog page, which will link to our Substack blog. You'll be able to sign up to the Substack through the website. It's got a podcast page, which has the latest episodes on it and a list of all the episodes. We're going to have a conventions page. So I started adding conventions that we're going to be at, which we just got approved, and I paid for a booth at Oak City MiniCon in Raleigh on April 4th. So Nerdfest Rock Hill, South Carolina on March 21st. We are on the wait list for South Carolina Comic Con, April 12th and 13th. We are going to be at the Geeks Greenville Convention Center on April 25th.
Are you reading all of them?
Traverse City, Cherry City, Capital Comic Con, Memorial Day. And then Terrificon in August. But I'm going to keep a list on there updated on the website, see where we're going to be. Plus all the products, and then as soon as the Kickstarter is over, I'll put all the books live on the website as well. So this has been a big week on our socials. We've gotten a lot of shares and reshares. V Friends follows us now. They shared a couple of our posts that I posted about V Friends comics with Kate. I had no clue that she wrote for V Friends. We were interviewing for the Devils of the Herd in the Herd Kickstarter that went live this week and funded in the first hour, which was crazy. But I shared some reels on that, and then the V Friends reels, and they all got a lot of good traction this week. So that was pretty cool. Women, more women in comics reel was really good. So hopefully we got one or two more followers this week. That's, you know, we got new listeners. So, welcome to the show.
I gave one of our, what's it called, flyer thingies to one of my friends for her birthday. Because her birthday was the 3rd.
Well, there you go. So, hopefully we got some new listeners. Welcome. Hope you stick around. Hang out with us. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, the new followers, Kate, V Friends. Been a big week. A lot of social engagement. All right, so what did you pull this week, Annika?
Interesting choices.
You got a couple choices this week.
Or do I?
You do.
Okay. So I got Poison Ivy number 41. Guilty and Gorgeous. I got that cover, and then I also got this cover. I like this cover more.
Show it again? I couldn't see it. Very cool.
There's a glare.
There you go.
So, and I also got Shadows of Tomorrow Storm, Earth's Mightiest Mutant. This one's the mom's.
Your mother's.
Then I got, this is the best one, Shadows of Tomorrow, Magic, Colasusu.
Oh, the magic in Colasusu. If you remember the Stephanie Phillips episode. Colasusu. Well, it was that episode and the one with Jamie came back on. He was like, you know, yeah, Colasusu. It's the best name ever.
Yes, it is.
All right, what's your favorite pick this week?
Hey, it's a DNA, too.
Oh, is it? Sweet. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
What was your favorite pick?
I like Colasusu.
Okay. Very cool. Are you going to read it?
No. Or I might. Sorry.
Wow. I pulled it because of the Colossus.
I am going to read it. I am going to read it and redeem myself. Redeem myself, yes.
Okay, very good.
I need redemption.
You do need redemption.
I need redemption now.
All right. So this week, I don't know how I pulled it off, but I got you to go first. That was amazing.
Wait, no. No. Oh. Oh my God.
So I got... It wasn't on my pull list. It wasn't on my pull list, but I got a couple people that told me I should pull it, and it's Jason Aaron, and it's Barbarian. So I got Thundar the Barbarian. So it's Jason Aaron title through Dynamite. So I'm going to check that out. Got the all-new Spider-Gwen Ghost Spider, number 7, Stephanie Phillips book. Vampirella, number 10. The Batman by Matt Fraction, number 6. Yes, 6. Batman, number 6. The Twilight Zone, number 4. And lastly, the Roots of Madness, number 4. Stephanie Williams. She's going to be at a store local to us tomorrow. We should go see her.
Where?
In Raleigh. At Fight or Flight from 12 to 4, I think.
We should go bring the comics.
We should.
Let her sign up.
So we might do that. And we're going to have her on the podcast at the end of March. So she'll be on. My favorite pull this week? Man, I'm going to go with Thundar because I think I'm going to give it a shot. We'll see how it is. What did you read this week, Annika?
I read some of my Sailor Moon book.
Okay.
That's it.
That was it?
Yeah. Because when I'm in class, I like to read.
Yep.
Because it's been snowing all week, so we've had indoor recess. So I just, read. I did play Yahtzee.
Well, that's cool.
I won. Just so you know.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, so blah, 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 blah. Sailor Moon, huh?
Yeah.
Is it good so far? Mm-hmm. Have you ever read or watched anything mm-hmm. before? Okay. Is it as good as you thought?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It just follows the same plot as the show.
Okay. Well, I continued my journey into mystery. And we are now into, the Mighty Thor series. So I read Mighty Thor 130 through 136.
That's cool.
It has been very cool. So I'm into the Epic Collection book that I have. And yeah, some cool stories. Got to meet Galactus for a minute. That was pretty cool. He showed up in one of the episodes, issues, where he went to the Black Galaxy and met Ego, so the living galaxy, living planet. But right after that, Galactus showed up, so that was really cool. The last issue I read last night, they were trying to turn Jane into an immortal. Odin's finally going to let him marry, and then she couldn't handle it, got banished back to Earth, and Odin's trying to pair up or, introduce Thor to a different woman to get him off Jane Foster. And he's trying. So Lady Sif showed up. So that was kind of cool. The favorite one I read was probably the Galactus issue. That was really cool. There was a 3-issue arc that in there where they went to Regal and the Black Galaxy. That was kind of cool. I enjoyed that. So, and then Sif showing up, that was pretty cool too. What am I looking forward to reading this week? Probably the Thundar and continuing my Thor run. What are you looking forward to reading this week?
Colossus.
Not Colossusu?
Colossus.
That's funny.
No, it's actually Colossus.
Colossusu. Did you? You didn't play much because you haven't been. What, did you play anything? Watch anything? What'd you watch this week? Or play. Yahtzee.
I played a little bit of Fortnite.
Okay.
When we got here.
A little bit of Fortnite. A little bit of Yahtzee. Did you watch any movies or shows during the snow break?
No.
I didn't either. I've been just knocking out the comic book, trying to get it ready to go. The Chronicles Panel Pete, doing the editing, layout, all that fun stuff. Working on the website. You know, just been working nonstop and all that. So all that's going to come together here real soon. Really cool. I did take like one night, Tuesday night, and played Celesta with Jamie and Chris. So that was fun. Oh, and I think Buffy played with us too. So it was four of us.
What's Celesta?
It's another D&D video game like Baldur's Gate. But since we beat Baldur's Gate, now we're playing Celesta. So, cool. So, next segment, This Week in Comic History.
Da, 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 da. Wait, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. No, it isn't.
What?
This, I think.
Okay, well, we'll do that.
Mail time.
Oh, it does.
It does, doesn't it?
Where is mail time? Is mail time on the sheet?
Yes, it is.
Oh, but it's after comic history.
No,
so,
isn't.
Well, on my sheet it is.
Well, I don't have comic history.
Okay, so I'll fix that. Remind me to fix your script.
I will.
Since we added this. All right, so this week in comic history, pretty cool things happen. February 4th, 1977, the Star Wars Marvel Comics number one was released. So that was really cool. I don't know about that year, don't seem right, but maybe it is. February 1st, 1968, Daredevil kind of took a new era into the more darker, more, you know, grittier turn in Daredevil series. And lastly, 1964, the Fantastic Four stopped feeling like just a comic and they started adding more things from other comic books to kind of really become the backbone of the Marvel Universe. So they kind of started pulling it into like a universe kind of thing. So that was kind of cool. And that's This Week in Comic History. Three facts. Now it's mail time. Or we didn't get any mail this week, but she has a couple things she wants to open and look at and show off.
So when we were at the counter checking out, I was like, what are they called? Sky cap things. They're the same thing as Pogs. Knowing me, I wanted them, so he bought them. And he had like a $20 bill and he just gave it. So we got some other things that added up to, we got these six DC sky caps.
Very cool.
We're going to open it together. Maybe. We may open it. We may not. We may. You might have to fast forward. Hey! Okay. So, we got this Sky Caps card. It's limited edition collector's candy. Order yours today. We're going to have to order these.
Collector candy?
C-A-D-D-Y. Katie.
Caddy.
Caddy. Oh. Okay, six collector sky cap. Let's see what this one is. The Man of Tomorrow.
Very cool.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Lex Luthor.
Very cool.
This is fun. I like this. Guy Gordon. Black Condor. Phobia.
Very cool.
And Vandal Savage. I don't know who half those people are.
Well, cool.
There's more. So, very cool. Very super awesome. Okay. So, they also had some Jasmine and Belle Bitty Pops. Belle is my favorite Disney character. Disney princess, so. Belle. Peasant Belle. And Jasmine. I like Jasmine. And then, I have to make this a big reveal. Very pretty Harley.
Harley, little pop figure.
Oh. What? No. I'm opening her. You're mean. It's me because it won't let me open. Okay. Oh, wow. It's so pretty. Wow. Wow. These are mini pop, mini Funkos. This is cool.
Let me see.
Hold on. Amazing.
Very cool. I'm gonna go up on the shelf.
Day 20s. With my collection.
Love it. I love it. Perfect.
It's amazing.
Well, that was cool. So, guess what time it is?
Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo. Ask me about all the different stuff. Woo. Yeah.
Question time. Alrighty. With our new wagering system, let's see how well you do.
No, let's not do wagering points for me.
It is Poison Ivy Trivia.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know her as well as Harley, but.
Multiple choice. What is Poison Ivy's real name?
Pamela Isley. I do not remember her middle name. Oh, Pamela Lillian Isley.
What's your wager?
1,000.
You are correct.
What were my own options?
Pamela Isley, Selena Kyle, Harley Quinzel, or Barbara Gordon. Wow.
What?
This was kindergarten level.
Is kindergarten.
Maybe this won't be multiple choice.
No, this will be.
Poison Ivy first appeared in which comic?
Oh.
Batman
181.
171.
Batman 181 for 1,000 points. Because I have the facsimile. Wait, no. Yes. For 1,000 points. Batman 181 for 1,000 points.
Detective Comics 359. Batman 181. Or The Brave and the Bold number 28.
Okay, can I just... Do you not remember? What are you looking up on your phone? ..
Well, no, because they're saying what's your answer?
Batman 181, because I have the facsimile.
Correct. That's what I think it is too. But it says this actually says it's not that, but it is that.
So it is that.
This list is wrong.
But it is that.
So, yeah, interesting. So, Batman 181, you're correct.
Wait,
So,
what did it say?
it said Detective Comics 359, but that's
That's
not right.
not right.
I should fact check these facts. Poison Ivy's powers originally came from exposure to.
Some toxin in a lab.
Alien spores, a radioactive meteor, a mix of plant toxins and chemicals, a magic spell.
A mix of plant toxins and chemicals for 1,000 points.
Jeez. You are correct. 3,000
You.
points. Which actor portrayed Poison Ivy in Batman and Robin,
Emma Thurman.
1987? Michelle Pfeiffer, Uma Thurman, Anne Hathaway, or Nicole Kidman?
Wait. Wait. No, because that was a. I think it's Uma Thurman. I'm gonna go Uma Thurman for 500.
You are correct, Uma Thurman. What'd you do? Did you throw a pen at me?
Have that back.
Wow. Where'd it go? Glad I'm wearing glasses.
I went like that. And I had it in my.
Poison Ivy is best described as a straight-up villain, a hero, an anti-hero,
Anti-hero.
eco-terrorist, or a government agent.
What does an eco-terrorist mean?
Like eco,
Friendly?
eco-terrorist, like, plants and stuff.
She likes plants. I'm gonna do anti-hero for like 1,000.
All right, you're correct, 4,500. All right.
Because I'm so good.
Which character is most closely associated with Poison Ivy romantically?
Harley Quinn. For 1,000. Did I get it right?
Yes, 5,500. Poison Ivy is immune to fire, mind control, most toxins and poisons, electricity.
Most toxins and poisons for 1,000 points. I know I'm correct.
You are.
I know.
In many modern stories, Ivy is portrayed as pure evil, motivated by environmental protection, working for Lex Luthor, or secretly helping the Joker.
Wait, this might stump me. Wait. Okay, wait. Repeat, please.
In many modern stories, Ivy is portrayed as pure evil, motivated by.
Working for Lex Luthor for 100.
That is incorrect.
I know.
Motivated by environmental protection is.
Wait, I forgot. You're mean.
How am I mean?
I don't know.
You're at 6,400. Poison Ivy often refers to humans as prey, polluters, weeds, or parasites.
Parasites for 100.
That is correct. You're back to 6,500. Which DC team has Poison Ivy occasionally worked with? Justice League, Suicide Squad, Birds of Prey, or all the above? What?
All the above for 100.
100? That is correct. You finished at 6,600
I need
points.
redemption.
Not bad. All right. It is this or that, Poison Ivy edition.
Pen, please. Okay. No, I didn't pick the ones that I wanted to necessarily pick, I picked random.
No, you didn't. How am I supposed to...
Exactly. Mind twist.
This is not right.
Mind twist.
Go ahead.
Mind twist. Okay.
Talk about cheating.
It's not cheating when I already picked. Okay.
But
plants are people. Plants are people.
There's nothing for me to base it off of if you just picked randomly.
Plants are people.
Plants.
You're mean. For how much?
1,000.
Who? Correct.
All right.
Villain or anti-hero?
Anti-hero for 1,000. Mm. Right or wrong? Give me a yes.
Yes!
Give me a yes or no. Thank you.
Gotham or the Amazon?
The Amazon.
500. You're at 1,500.
Was it right or wrong?
You're at 1,500 because you were at 2,000.
Okay. Just can I get a yes or no on right or wrong? Thank you. Now I'm at 1,500.
Seduction or mind control?
Seduction for 1,000.
Incorrect.
Oh, come on.
Harley Quinn or Catwoman?
Harley Quinn for 20 million.
You can't do 20 million.
What's the most I can do?
10. 10 with 2 zeros.
Harley Quinn for 1,000.
You're correct.
Back to 1,500.
Science-based powers or magical angestics?
Science-based powers for 100.
Incorrect.
Okay, 1,400.
Okay. Solo threat or team-up villain?
Team-up villain for 1,000.
You're mean. So you're at 2,400, so...
You mean 2,400?
That's what I said. Okay, greenhouse lair or jungle hideout?
Jungle hideout for 400.
Incorrect, you're at 2,000.
Okay.
Okay, protecting nature or punishing humanity?
Punishing humanity for 1,000.
You're at 3,000.
Yeah.
Classic villain, Ivy, or modern eco-activist, Ivy?
I'm going classic villain Ivy for 900.
You're mean.
Why am I mean?
Wait, hold on. 900.
Did I get it right or wrong?
Wrong. Hold on, what's 3,000?
Wrong. 2,100. So I finished at 2,100.
So I won. Now I need redemption.
Well, now you get a bonus question for all your points. So you have to risk all your points. You're 6,600.
Let me hear it first.
It's a true or false.
Oh, God.
Poison ivy has at times been immune to Harley Quinn's toxins due to ivy's own modifications.
What is that about me? What is that supposed to mean? I don't know that. Why? Do I have to answer?
Yes.
What does it mean? I don't want to answer. Okay. Magical pen. I will take you apart if you don't give me the answer.
Don't take my pen apart. The answer...
It said it was true. So I'm going to go with true.
The pen said it was true?
Yes.
All right. For all your points, it just doubled because you're correct. It's true.
Wait, I'm correct?
You're correct. So you win yet again.
Magical pen.
The magical pen helped you win yet again.
Yes.
How awesome was that? Awesome. Well...
We're already done.
I know, right?
Wait, you have to get our redemption points. Okay.
I'm scared.
Here is your redemption.
What do you mean by redemption?
Like, if you get something wrong, like, you need to redeem it.
Okay, so you're letting me redeem my wrong answers that were actually right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I get this answer correct, did you break my pen?
I didn't. It just flew over there.
What flew over there? The what?
The pen cap. It's still usable.
Stop taking my pens apart. Stop.
Sorry. It's
sick. You're getting crayons from now on. That's all you're allowed to use. Crayons. What's my question?
Okay.
Crayon eater.
What? I've never eaten crayons.
You will once you start using them on this show.
What is that supposed to be? I actually don't know what the question is. Okay. Who's better, Harlequin or Panel Pete?
Panel Pete.
Incorrect.
Nope.
So you just lose all of your points.
Okay. I'll stand on that hill.
0 points.
But we are going to have Panel Pete comic books coming really soon. And our website, and our link tree, all that stuff will be in there. Go check that out. Go check out this week's other episode with Kate Wendells. Was amazing. Awesome conversation. Awesome tidbits in there about learning to draw, advocating for women. It's been amazing. So it was a really fun episode. My jaw dropped when she revealed she works for VFriends, which was
like
cool.
These?
Exactly. So that was pretty cool. And the Devil in the Herd Kickstarter is still active, so go check that out. It funded, but you know, there's stretch goals that can be reached, so go check that out. And yeah, thanks for watching. Share with somebody. If you're new here, you know, say hello in the comments. Let us know that you're new. Welcome, and share with other people you know, and have a great day. Bye.
Good night. Use code TCP to get 10% off.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.